Harper Audio presents Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. This is the author reading it. For Everett, old stories for a new boy. An introduction. It's as hard to have a favourite sequence of myths as it is to have a favourite style of cooking. Some nights you might want Thai food, some nights sushi, other nights you crave the plain home cooking you grew up on. But if I had to declare a favourite, it would probably be for the Norse myths. My first encounter with Asgard and its inhabitants was as a small boy, no more than 7, reading the adventures of the mighty Thor, as depicted by American comics artist Jack Kirby in stories plotted by Kirby and Stan Lee and dialogued by Stan Lee's brother, Larry Lieber. Kirby's Thor was powerful and good-looking, his Asgard a towering science fictional city of imposing buildings and dangerous edifices, his Odin wise and noble, his Loki a sardonic horn-helmeted creature of pure mischief. I loved Kirby's blonde hammer-wielding Thor, and I wanted to learn more about him. I borrowed a copy of Myths of the Norsemen by Roger Lancelin Green, and read and reread it with delight.